tonight. All right. Help yourself tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Yeah, he ain't lost none of his power.
That's right. Yeah. Come on, thank the Lord for saving me.
For all the things, thank him for all the things that he's done. He's done a bunch.
Yeah, man. I want to thank him.
More than anybody.
Yeah.
I think we can agree to that, can we? Well, let's look at some things tonight. Y'all done, y'all help yourself. I'm in no hurry. We don't rush nobody. Let's look in 1 Timothy to start with, then we'll go back and look in 1 Corinthians. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Let's pray together. Is everybody all right? Let's pray together. Father, we come tonight. Lord, I understand full well that I'm nothing. I'm the least among us. And Lord, they see me in front of this pulpit, but Lord, you know me 24 hours a day, and you know where I fail. And Lord, I ask you tonight to cleanse me, rid me, cleanse my mind, my heart, my life, my walk, my step. Lord, they more than just a couple watching where I walk. And God, I pray that it's more than just Marcus and Philip. And even though they're grown, Lord, they still know where Dad's at. Lord, I think of these kids. Lord, I love all these kids. I love his church. I love his people. Lord, they're our people. They're my people. I'm one of them. They're one of me. And God, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Lord, we want to be more like you. I don't want to be like me. God, help us to be more like you. You're the example. But help me not to botch it up, Lord, I pray. And Lord, if you would, cleanse my mind and my heart. Help me to preach tonight. Let us honor you and your table this evening, I pray, in Jesus' name, and amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. We've been preaching on the church. We're going to continue that for a while. It says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Now, we're going to really look at some of this tonight on how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God. We'll look at some of that tonight when we look around this table. But our theme quote or our theme thought has been, what kind of church would this church be if everybody in it was just like me? And I want you to say that with me tonight. And again, I'm going to ask you now, you think about this as you're saying it. Let's say it together. What kind of church would this church be if everybody in it was just like me? Now again, to remind you, it's everything about you. Everything you do. If we done it all like you do it, exactly. Are we better or worse? If everybody does it just like you do, are we for the better or for the worse? Huh? Now, it ought to be for the better, should it not? We ought to be living. Listen, I look around here tonight. Now, there's not too many youngsters around here. A few kids, but I'm talking about youngsters and adults that's not been saved just a little while. A lot of us been saved for a good while. We ought to be a lot further down the road than we are. And we ought to learn how to live this life and be willing and obedient to walk this life of Christ that we can say, well, if everybody's like me, we're not going to be as bad as we could be. But I'm afraid we're almost to the point of, oh, I don't want them to be nothing like me. I don't know that that's good. It may be honest, but I don't know that it's good. Are you following me?
Yes.
We may be very honest and say, Lord, don't let them be like me. And that may be the greatest honesty you've ever spoke. But it'd be the saddest. Would it not? You think about that. Unity is still the key tonight. Unity in this body is still the key. So let's look in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. We're going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Because we're going to set some footers here for the message, for the foundation of the message. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I want us to understand we're coming tonight to the Lord's table. And this is to honor and glorify the Lord. This is in remembrance of Him. It's for His praise and glory tonight. It's the Lord's day, but this is the Lord's table now. And it's to celebrate the Lord. But we're the ones that's going to have to celebrate it. Okay? And it's our duty to celebrate it. It's our privilege to celebrate it. It's our duty to celebrate it. And I want you to notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread." Can I tell you tonight that this wonderful remembrance communion table is that we might understand that we're one with another, and we're one with Him. Unity. It's still the key. Unity's still the key. Now, I've been studying about things about the church and everything, and I know there are those who teach about close communion, and that communion is only for the church member, only for that local church member, and I believe even our school teacher, our college teacher, I believe that's the way he leans, that it's only for, if I understood him right, I may misunderstood, but I think he leans and it's only for the local church member. But I don't believe that. And I'm going to tell you why I don't believe that. Because we're one body. That's why I can't believe that. I can't believe it's just for this local congregation because we're one body. There ain't but one church. And there's one body. And that's why I can't believe that. So I believe we're all supposed to be in this thing together.
Yes.
See, I believe tonight the Bible teaches that your problems are my problems.
That's right.
That your sorrows are my sorrows.
Yes.
That your joy is my joy.
Yes.
But it's our joy with the Lord. And this table that we're coming to tonight, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? How we be kin? How we be kin tonight? Talk to me. How we kin? Through the blood of Christ. That's how we get in this thing. We're washed in the same blood. Made cleansed and whole by the same blood. Are we not?
Yes.
Says, is that not what we're coming? The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? There ain't but one body. We in this thing with Jesus. How many got saved with Jesus?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Put your hand down. Anybody get saved any other way? No, because there ain't no other way. It's by the body, by Christ. He's the head of the body. He is. It's Him. It's Him. And this table is to represent Him tonight. And unity is still the key. We're together with one body. For we being many, it says in verse 17, for we being many are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Ain't that what it says? It's what it says, ain't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's drop down to verse 17 in chapter 11. Now we're going to dwell on this just for a moment. We're not going to preach just for a little bit tonight. We want to honor the Lord, but I want us to see where we're at. That we might know us how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of the Lord. Alright? And this communion table is to bring some things to light. This communion table tonight is to bring to light what Christ has done for us. It's to bring to light that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That He was buried and He rose again according to the Scriptures. But it brings to light also the suffering that He done before Calvary, on Calvary. Huh?
Right.
And can I tell you, He ain't suffering no more.
Right.
He's risen a victor.
Right.
And we have victory in Jesus because of it. So that table shows Him. But that, then that table also shows us that we can't fellowship with him if we're not together. That we can't fellowship around this table scripturally if we're not together the way we're supposed to be. That's what the scripture is going to teach us. All right? Do you understand? Why? Because we're supposed to be one. And it's the communion of the blood of Christ, one blood, the communion of the bread his body, one body. And we're one church, and we're one, and we may be a different congregation, but we're one. And like I told you this morning, that's my sister wife. And I'm her brother husband. Huh? And I reckon we're inbred. I reckon we are, because we're one family. Huh? I reckon we are. That don't sound good, but I reckon we are. I didn't get you out of another body. I didn't go to the world. I didn't go to the world to find a wife. Huh? You say, well, that's silly. Read your Bible. Where'd they go? What did Abraham do when he sent the servant to find a bride for Isaac? Go to your people, my people, and find you a wife and bring her back. Is that what he said? Read your Bible. I'm not silly. We still okay? All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not. Sounds like a condemnation. It says that you come together. Here's the problem. That you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Do we gather together for the better or for the worse? You tell me. You tell me. Do we gather together for the better or for the worse? That's what we're supposed to do. But Paul says the church here, they're meeting and they're not together. That's what the problem is. That you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you. And I partly believe it. Well, can I go ahead and read like Paul? There be divisions among us, and I partly believe it. I don't partly believe it, I believe it. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you. And I partly believe it. Now listen carefully what it says. Because if there's divisions, here's why. For there must be also heresies among you. Because heresies is division. It's called a sect. Heresies is called a sect. Now, for country folk, it's called a clique. Everybody understand that? That's your King James definition. All right? Heresies and verse 18, divisions. Okay? We still okay? For there be also cliques among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. That which are better than others will be approved. That's what that means. Click. That's what a click is. If they ain't in the click, they ain't approved. Everybody listening? How about all you YouTubers? I hope y'all listen. All you websiders and listeners, listen. Okay? I'm just reading the scripture. And the scripture is examples of today. Now verse 20 shows why they was having some issues. Alright? See, verse 18 proves there wasn't no unity. 17, the Lord lays it out and says, you're coming together for, not for the better, but for the worse. Verse 18 tells them there's no unity. Verse 19 tells them that there's division and cliques and untruths, usually because of lies. That's why cliques usually pop up, called the lies, because somebody said something about somebody else and somebody believed it. Huh? And somebody run with it and repeated it. And then somebody sided with that one because they like that one and they don't know that one, so they're going to side with this one, and they don't really like that one, and they're going to side with, and that's how these things go, and they become untruths and lies and choices. If you look up the word about heresies, it'll even say a choice. We still okay?
Yes.
Now verse 20, verse 22 to that says that some of the problem here is they was coming, but they forgot they wasn't eating supper. All right, they was going to eat the Lord's table. And he said, if you're going to act like you're eating supper, go to the house and eat it, and then you can dictate who eats. But if you're going to do it down at the Lord's house, then you make sure everybody eats the same. That there be no problem down at the Lord's house. That's what that says in verse 20 and 22. Can we read it? When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What? I love the way Paul writes. What? He's writing this. Now they're going to have to read it like it. Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? See what was going on? Their little clique was they was some was little had a little bit more than others, and they was eating and bringing supper because it was a custom during that time that they'd have a meal, and they'd have a meal together, and then they would have communion to honor the Lord. Well, everybody wasn't being fed because they was some didn't have two nickels to rub together, and this little sect over here was looking down on this little bunch over here, and they started how they do, you know, and they was going hungry, and it was causing division, and the Lord wasn't getting no glory out of nothing because people thought they was better than others. And that's what causes problems in the church. When anybody thinks they're better than anybody else, that's what causes problems. And if we ever get off the center block of where ain't none of us any account, that all of us was on the auction block, that all of us was on the auction block, and the highest bidder was the devil, and he was winning until Christ paid a price and saved us and washed us all clean and redeemed us off that auction block, and we're equally saved, we're equally righteous, we're equally justified, we're equally redeemed by the marvelous grace of God. Think about that. It goes on and says, verse 22, What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. We're a good church. We got our good points, but we got problems. We got problems because some think they're better than others. Some think they don't do wrong. Some think they don't sin. They're sin. Listen, your sin is just as bad as anybody else's. Huh? You might dab a little bit more perfume on it, but it's still sin. Huh? Are you listening to me? I'm just reading scripture. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? No. Praise you not. So we see that. Now why is all that important? Because unity is still the key. Now why would all that be laid out before they give order at the Lord's table? Because for there to be order at the Lord's table, we got to be one with Him. Does everybody hear me? Everybody look at me tonight. You are not one with Him if you're not one with me. If you're not one with one another, if this ain't right, this ain't right, and if this ain't right, this ain't right. Everybody understand that? You say, but you don't want it. It don't matter. It don't matter what anybody has done, what anybody has said. what anybody has caused, what anybody has cost you. It don't matter your feelings. It don't matter your pride. It don't matter your name. It don't matter your reputation. Because we're one body. It's left hand, I don't like you. Because I can't use you like I do this right hand. Well, why would my brain say that? We're all one body. This left hand, when I played the guitar, this left hand done what it needed to do, and this right hand done what it needed to do. I couldn't turn it upside down and play the other way. It could only play that way. Because that was as important as this hand. And you're just as important as the other. And we're all in the body of Christ. And though there's some things I can't do at all left-handed, huh? But that don't mean I'm going to cut my stinking left arm off because I can't do nothing with my left hand. Are we understanding? We're in one body. And we're coming together for the remembrance of one Savior and one Calvary. There's only one Savior. And there'll only be one Calvary. And there'll only be one crucifixion. And there'll only be one block where they tortured him. And there's only going to be one judge. Listen, all of that's done. And we got to be together. Listen, we're getting ready to have camp. Well, forget camp. Let's cancel camp. Let's cancel everything till we're together. No Sunday school. No buses. No visitors allowed. Nothing but church members. Only one thing read. Repent. Until we do. Huh. Why can't we? I'm telling you tonight, it's more important, the unity around this table, the unity with our Savior tonight. Are y'all listening to me tonight? So let's look here. We see the condemnation, and we see that there's no unity, and we see why. Because of cliques. That's what heresy is, a clique. Huh? And they was somebody thinking they was better than others. But let's look at verse 23. We okay? It says, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you." See, now, Paul was taught how to do communion by the Lord. He said he received of the Lord. The Lord taught Paul. Everybody understand that? Well, it says, ain't it? "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Listen, we better have our eyes and our focus on Christ and Calvary and what was done. Listen, if I'm looking at that and looking at what a wonderful Savior did, and you're looking at that and what a wonderful Savior did, why can't we hold hands and praise the Lord together? Why can't we pray together? Why can't we praise together? Why can't we worship and cry and weep together? Why can't we? Somewhere something wrong. You can't be walking with him if you ain't walking with me. You can't be walking with him if you're not walking one with another. It ain't their fault. If you're not walking with them, it's your fault. You understand? Are we getting there? We're talking about unity. Worshiping the same Savior. Huh? We've done God so bad we don't even like it when some people praise the Lord. I mean, we've always had our picks when it comes to singing. We've got our picks when it comes to preaching. We've got our picks when it comes to... Now we've done got to the point, well, I don't really like when they pray. I don't really like when they testify. They, we say just sit down. That's evil. That's evil. But we don't care because we don't repent. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Told all of them, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup which he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." This cup is the New Testament in my blood. The gospel. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. It's all about Christ. That's why we got camp, Greg. It's all about him, and we can't get away from it. Why? Because it's all about him. Now he's greater. I can't wait to camp to see how much greater he is. Huh? He is greater than my problem. He is greater than my failure. He is greater than my sin. Oh, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, he is the burden lifter. He is the one who came. Nobody cares like he cares tonight. He's greater. He's greater. Huh? For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Paul reminds us, we're going to get together around this table and we're going to drink this and enjoy what he done for us and look up and say, it might be tonight. That's what he said to do. Huh? A lot of times we're guilty of tagging this on the end of the service and we just get through it so we hurry up and get home. God, forgive us. Huh? It's his table tonight. Are we still okay? Now verse 27 says this. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Huh? See, verse 27, 28 says this. 28 then says, but let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Well, let's talk about this little unworthily stuff. Where you're out of order at. Well, the first thing is, if you're not saved, you're not supposed to have fellowship around this table. If you're not saved, you're not supposed to have fellowship around this table. Because this is the Lord's table and what he's done. And you've rejected what he's done. And you don't have fellowship around this table. So it's not for the unsaved, because that would be an idol for you. Right? So we got to look at that. Now I'm going to go a step further. If you've been saved and you've not submitted to baptism, right? Baptism is a testimony that you've been saved. Baptism is a testimony that you've been saved. If you've not been baptized, then you've not took your stand with Christ. Yours as an unbeliever. Now you're chewing. Is that not what this ordinance of the church, is it not? Because you shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Now when we look at this and a man examine himself, we need to understand that this is the Lord's table. We should not come to the table with unconfessed sin. We shouldn't be living in sin and have fellowship around the table of the Lord. Huh? Can I tell you that if I got unconfessed sin, I would be in a clique. See, if you're in a clique, you got unconfessed sin. Are you listening to me? But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Then it shows that there's chastisement for disorderly conduct at the Lord's table. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you. For what cause? Because of disorderly conduct around the table of the Lord. Because you wasn't right. I wasn't right. Whatever the case may be. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you. And many sleep and many are done dead. For if you would judge ourselves, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. If we would judge ourselves as self-examination and repentance, then we don't have to be chastened. Everybody understand? But when we are judged, it says, we are chastened of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together into condemnation. And the rest, he said, he'll set in order when he comes. What I want you to understand tonight, I'm not trying to beat nobody or browbeat nobody, but it is not an opinion. It is a truth that we have issues. And issues arise every time this time of the year. And the reason is because there's so much of us have to come together. And there's so much praying goes on for camp that sin is exposed more than any other time of the year because we're all praying. And when we get in touch with God, God starts exposing the wrong. And he gives us opportunity to deal with it. And what he's done in the past for camp and our church is more than we can even tell. But we come to the table tonight. We come to this table and honor the Lord and remember for all he's done. Cupcake sung it. Her and Baby Hulk sung it good tonight. For all he's done, I want to lift my hands and praise him. For all he's done. Huh?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me tonight? It's his table. But we're supposed to gather around this table together. So I'm going to ask you, Sharon, you go to piano. I'm going to ask you tonight. First off, are you saved? If you're here tonight, are you saved? If you're not saved, then this is not your table. We invite you to Christ, though. We invite you to come to Christ tonight for what this represents is what he done to save you. All right? So we invite you to come to Christ. Okay? But I'm going to ask you, now we're going to honor the Lord. We're going to honor the oneness of his blood, the oneness of his body. Okay? If you've been living in sin, unconfessed sin, sure, you and you go, you play something. Then you need to slip out of your seat and find your place to repent. You don't have to confess to me. I'm not the priest. We're not Catholic. You don't have to confess nothing. But if you got unconfessed sin, you ought to repent. You ought to be willing enough to get up and repent. If you've talked about anybody negative in this church, you're part of a clique. You, before you take this communion tonight, you need to repent for the clique you're in and the heresy of talking about people in the body. If you got something against part of the body, how foolish it is to not like one hand or the other. How foolish it is not to like one foot or the other. I don't like my right ear. It's longer than my left. I mean, how foolish things like that are. If that's what's in your heart and your mind, then you need to find you. You don't have to tell anybody which it is. Unless you need you go to them. I'm talking about unity, the key. If you badmouth who sings and badmouth who testifies and badmouth who prays and badmouth who teaches or who preaches, then you are the one with the problem, not the person. Yeah, but what I said, it don't say it. You say, well, it's justified. Find it in the Bible. I thought the Bible says about something about our conversation and our love one for another. And be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you, forbearance and forgiving. I'm asking you tonight to search your heart. We're getting ready to have communion. We're going to honor the Lord as a body, as a bride tonight. We're going to honor the great God and Lord Jesus Christ and what He done on Calvary. Listen, I want you to come. Come here, Jared. Come here, man, real quick. Come here. Listen, we're going to take this communion. I love you. I love you as just like you as my own. You know that. I love you and I walk with you. I pray for you and I want you to do great in your ministry. Listen, we're going to pick at one another because we do that back and forth. But that, I don't mean Matthew. We walk together and I want to walk over here to this table. And when I get over here and I take that little piece of bread and that little cup and I drink and at that one blood of my Savior and that one body of my Savior, I want us to walk together in fellowship and we can both lift our hand. Lift your hand. I want to both lift our hands and praise the wonderful Savior and God, Jesus Christ. Now, if you can't do that one with another tonight, then you need to get to this altar right now. You need to get up and come on and repent. Now, listen, we know it's here. When are we going to fix it? Fix it. I can't do much more. What if we ask you, you clean enough, come on, you serve yourself. We're not going to force it on you. You think you're close and ain't bad mouthing nobody, no click? Well, come on, get yours. Come on, get yours. We're going to honor the Lord. You're not going to honor the Lord with me? I ain't got a thing getting none of you. Ain't getting along one with another? Come on, serve yourself. Serve yourself. Well, if we can't serve ourselves, then maybe I'll just go ahead and stand tonight and see if God will speak to our heart. Let's stand together. Father in heaven, speak to us. We're evil people. And Lord, we need to repent and clean up. Become one body. Lord, I pray that we'll humble ourselves enough tonight to do it. We'll humble ourselves enough tonight to get on our knees and ask you to cleanse our heart and our mind and our mouth. Because you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. In Jesus' name, and amen.